In this bulletin, Australians stranded abroad launch international legal action against the federal government. Pfizer says its vaccine is safe in children as young as 12. And in sport, a high-profile German football star highlights human rights issues ahead of next year's World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Philippa Cowsbrook. More than 2 million Queenslanders are to learn today if they'll be stuck in lockdown for Easter. Authorities say in order to ease lockdown orders, they must be able to link any new cases of coronavirus to previously known infections, and testing rates must have remained high. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says signs have been very encouraging.
It's still a Commonwealth hotspot, and that as a consequence of that, we know that there are risks, but Queenslanders are stepping up to be tested. We're seeing very strong results and a very low number of positive cases, which were in any event directly connected with the existing cluster.
There are now more than 100 COVID-19 exposure sites across Queensland and New South Wales. The list of venues are in Brisbane, the Gold Coast, Central Queensland, Toowoomba, Ballina and Byron Bay. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says people in and around Byron Bay should wear masks, have no more than 30 people at home, and venues must observe the 4 square metre rule.
The weather in that neck of the woods is quite delightful at this time of year, so we do encourage people in that vicinity to enjoy outdoor environments. They are much lower risk, and so if you are selecting to have friends over, please preference your outdoor verandas or outdoor settings, or go to the beach or enjoy the bushlands. Try and maintain those COVID-safe practices, and above all, check the QR codes.
Stranded Australians have filed legal action against the federal government with United Nations, saying they've been left high and dry. The initiative was started by a group called StrandedAussies.org. Their complaint has been filed with the Human Rights Committee in Geneva. The group of Australians declared the Morrison government arbitrarily breached their right to return home by imposing incoming flight limits. Pfizer has announced that its COVID-19 vaccine is safe for and protects children as young as 12. In a study of more than 2,200 American volunteers aged 12 to 15, preliminary data has shown there were no cases of COVID-19 in those fully vaccinated. The result means Pfizer could seek US emergency authorization in weeks to come. The coronavirus supplement to the JobSeeker unemployment payment expires today. It's expected to affect more than 150,000 jobless Australians. Analysts at the Australia Institute predict the $100 reduction in JobSeeker payments will also see 18,000 children move below the poverty line. A convenience store cashier has testified George Floyd appeared to be high on drugs, but was able to hold a conversation. The cashier served Mr. Floyd shortly before his deadly arrest last May, and former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is on trial for his murder. Cashier Christopher Martin told the court Mr. Floyd gave him a counterfeit $20 note in payment for cigarettes, and that he later watched on helplessly as the 46-year-old was arrested outside.
What was going through your mind during that time period?
Disbelief and guilt.
Okay. Why guilt?
If I would have just not taken the bill, this could have been avoided.
In sport, German midfielder Toni Kroos has criticised Qatar ahead of next year's World Cup. He says it was wrong that Qatar was awarded the rights to host and that players are keen to highlight human rights issues during the tournament. Kroos criticised working conditions for migrant workers and anti-gay laws. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 35. Adelaide, sunny, 31. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 27. Hobart, partly cloudy, 27. Canberra, mostly sunny, 25. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, shower or two, 24. Brisbane, shower or two, 25. Cairns, much the same, 31. Darwin, partly cloudy, 32. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.